Welcome to the Rebecca Lee Podcast, the 2.0 edition. I'm your host, Rebecca, for your go-to self-development podcast. On this podcast, you can expect to take away tangible tips, motivation, and positive energy on the journey to expanding into your best self. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of self-development and holistic wellness to nourish your mind and create positive change from within. My mission is to help you feel like your most authentic, confident, and best radiant self from within. Thank you for being here, and let's go on this journey from surviving to thriving together. If you haven't already heard me talk about Happy V, aka one of my favorite women's health brands that create the best products for women, then you need to hear about their D-Bloat and Digest product. Previously called digestive enzymes, their D-Bloat and Digest capsules support healthy digestion and reduce bloating. So it works to help break down protein, carbs, fat, fiber, and lactose to improve nutrient absorption. I love to take this 30 minutes before my heaviest meal, especially when I go out to eat, to really help support my body with digestion and breaking down the food. And the best part is to decrease bloat after eating. There's really such a noticeable difference in my bloat when I take them versus when I don't. I truly recommend all their products, but if you're looking for better digestion and less bloat, I mean, who isn't? Then I would check out their D-Bloat and Digest. Use code HAPPYREBECCALEE for 15% off your first purchase and visit happyv.com to shop. That's happyv, V as in vagina.com. The link is also in the show notes. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited that you're here for today's episode because today's episode is something that I have been wanting to talk about and an episode I've been wanting to make for so long now, and I honestly don't know why I haven't yet. So when I was brainstorming some topics to make for this month, I was like, you know, we have got to put in a manifestation episode somewhere in there. So today we're going to be chatting about all things manifestation, manifestation 101. What is it? How can we use it to benefit our lives? How do I personally use it and my journey with manifestation itself? Because there is so much noise about manifestation online, I guess you could say. And while there is a lot of things that I agree with, and I think there's a lot of benefit, I also do think that there's a lot when it comes to manifestation that might not be said online and might not be 100% accurate because it's more clickbaity, if that makes sense. So today we're going to get into my personal version of manifestation, what I've done to help, you know, improve my life and use manifestation, what manifestation tools I use, and just kind of how I personally view manifestation. Like I said, everyone kind of has their own version of it. And today we're going to focus on the way I view it, the way I see it. And hopefully that'll help you in your journey. If you're getting into manifestation, if you are a beginner at it, or if you're, you know, you've been practicing your own version of manifestation for years now, doesn't matter. This is going to be an episode for everyone that wants to learn more, no matter where you are on your journey, because there's always more things to learn. Like I said, I probably will continue to learn more as well in my journey. This is just where I'm at today with it. So there's always more to learn. And if you're a beginner, welcome to the whole world of manifestation. Your life will forever be changed once you start working on this and start implementing it into your life because it's 100% changed mine. So let's just get a little bit into it. I got into manifestation, I would say around the time of 2020. So 2020, when COVID hit and I moved back home to my parents' house and I spent a lot of time alone, I feel like that's when I started to kind of have my like spiritual journey start, I guess you could say, my spiritual awakening, if you want to call it then, call it like that. But back then, I remember just feeling like a sponge where I heard about the term manifestation and my mind was blown and I've never heard about anything like that in the past. And it was something that just immediately felt like it clicked for me. It immediately felt like, yes, this is something that feels right to me. This is something that I want to learn more about. This is something that I want to implement into my life. And when I first started learning about it, I think I kind of had the idea of manifestation a little bit wrong. So when I first started learning about manifestation, I thought it was this like really woo-woo concept. I was like, oh my gosh, I could just say what I want to happen and then it's going to happen, or I'm going to think this way and all these amazing things are just going to magically pop into my life without me realizing. And that's why I think manifestation gets a bad rap a little bit, because it is so much more than the woo-woo side of manifestation. And it is so much more than just like, oh, I'm going to think this and then this is going to happen. It's actually so much deeper than that. And a lot of manifestation, what manifestation has to do with, is also taking action. So a myth that I kind of want to bust real quick is that manifestation isn't something woo-woo in my mind. Manifestation isn't something that I'm like, I'm just going to sit here in my couch all day and think positively and then all these amazing things are going to happen. That's part of it, but it's not the whole story. And so for me, the way I view manifestation, my definition of it, is it's something that just, manifestation just opens up the doors and tools, like a toolbox almost, of things you can use and implement to get your mental, spiritual, emotional, energetic self on the right path to align with your physical goals and desires. So it's not just something that's like, I'm going to will it into existence. It's more so about having the tools to get your mind in the right place, to get your energy in the right place, to get your emotional body in the right place so that physically you are an energetic match to the things that you are desiring. And so for me, I just see this as this like amazing thing to, why not start practicing manifestation? You know, you have nothing to lose. And what I've noticed in my personal life is that it takes a combination of both. And when I say both, I mean it takes a combination of doing the manifestation practices and tools to get my mind and my energy in the right place, as well as taking the physical action. And for me, I don't see manifestation as either or. I don't see, you know, me trying to achieve my goals as either or. I don't see it as I just need to grind and do all the physical things and, you know, whatever. Or vice versa. I think some people can be too much on the opposite end of the spectrum of like, I just want to like, you know, think this way and I'm not going to take any action. I'm just going to expect all of these things to come to me. I actually see that the more you blend both sides of that spectrum, I guess, if you want to call it purely physical and like purely energetic spiritual, the more you combine the two, the better results you're going to have, right? Because you, for example, you can say that and work really, really hard to get this thing that you want, maybe to get a certain amount of money that you want. But if you deep down don't feel worthy of it, or if you deep down your subconscious doesn't feel safe to make that much money, then you're going to have a mismatch. Your physical and your energetic and mental, spiritual are going to have a mismatch. So if you want the physical things, the tangible, quicker, use manifestation tools to help with your subconscious mind, to help with your energy, to help with your mindset, to help with that extra deeper layer, bring those things into existence quicker. And so I looked up a general definition of what manifestation is, because that whole thing that I just described was how I view manifestation. But a general and, you know, more, I guess, articulate way to describe manifestation is that manifestation refers to the process of bringing something into reality through focused thought, belief, intention, and often aligned action. It is based on the idea that your thoughts, emotions, and mindset can shape your external circumstances. So like I said, all of those things are so important. The focused thought, the belief, the intention, those things are so important, but also in the definition, it includes aligned action, which is the part of manifestation where you actually have to go out and do something, right? You can't expect to have hundreds of thousands of followers on your Instagram if you're not posting anything on your Instagram, if that's what you're desiring. But if you desire hundreds of thousands of followers on your Instagram and you not only post on there, but you also reshift your mindset and your energy to believe that it's possible for you and you put out that positive, certain energy out there, then you're more likely than not going to achieve that desired goal quickly. You're more likely going to manifest hundreds of thousands of followers quicker. So I've personally seen this in my life in a bunch of different ways, right? I don't necessarily like always like to be like, oh, I manifested this, this thing, and it was just because the pure intentions of my mind did this. Like, no, it was the combination of hard work and manifestation rituals that helped me manifest the things. But there are a few things in my life that I will say, wow, I like really feel like I manifested that. And my first being, I'm looking at it right now, is my Miami apartment. I fully manifested my apartment in Miami. And I know I fully manifested it because I made a Pinterest board that all had pictures of what I wanted my ideal apartment to look like. And I think I even did this before I decided I was moving to Miami. I was just like, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know I want to live in an apartment that has the top to bottom windows, that has X, Y, and Z things that make me feel X, Y, and Z way. And lo and behold, somehow it was like crazy how I got connected with this person who connected me to this person to then find this apartment that I'm in right now. And all odds were against me to get it, but somehow I got it. And I looked back at my Pinterest board about the apartment before or after I got the apartment. And I was like, oh my gosh, this looks literally exactly like what I manifested, what I was trying to get. And so my Miami apartment, I think, is a good example. I think another good example of what I've manifested was quitting my job and working for myself full time. And the reason why I say I manifested that, because obviously I did have a lot of hard work that went into it. But the reason why I say that is because I visualized myself every single day, every morning before I started my corporate job, I envisioned and visualized myself working for myself, having a slow morning, you know, not answering to my boss, drinking my matcha, like just having a chill morning and feeling so excited and fulfilled for what I was going to do that day. And I did that every single morning in addition to my journaling, to all the tools that we're going to get into this episode. I'm going to give you 10 tips and tools. I did that every single day and I quit my job 10 months in. I didn't even have to wait a full year in order to quit my job. So manifestation is obviously very powerful. I will also say I use manifestation to manifest like smaller things as well, such as parking spots. Like I am so delusional that I believe that I always manifest the best parking spots. And guess what happens? I always manifest the best parking spots. I literally always get an amazing parking spot. I can't think of the last time I didn't, even though I don't have a car right now. But before when I had a car, I always did. It was like clockwork that it happened. So, like I said, manifestation is very powerful. And you can use manifestation to really help you achieve and get anything that you desire. It's not just all the physical things, right? You can manifest feelings. You can manifest love. You can manifest so many different things. And I love the world of manifestation. I truly geek out on it. Like, this is something that I'm so passionate about. And I just know that the tools, the 10 tips and tools I'm going to give you in this episode are going to be super, super life-changing. And I also encourage you, if you find this interesting, to do your own research on manifestation. Go learn more. You know what I mean? This is just my point of view on manifestation. There's a bunch of people out there who have different takes on it. This is my view on it. I view it as something not woo-woo at all. I just view it as a way to get your mind, spiritual and energetic self to align with your physical self, to really attract and get the things that you're desiring. That's all it is. And so if you want to have a better life, start manifesting. Manifest your own way as well. Okay, this is a very long intro, so let me get into the 10 tips and tools and manifestation secrets and practices that I currently use, I have used for the past 5 years, that have completely changed my life, and I know they can change yours as well. Okay, number one, we can't talk about manifestation without talking about the law of assumption. The law of assumption is everything when it comes to manifestation, and here's why. The law of assumption states, whatever you assume to be true, will be true. And we're gonna talk about the law of attraction as well, because that's also very important in manifestation, but I almost resonate with the law of assumption more, because I believe that what you believe to be true will be true. And if you have certainty that something is going to happen, it will happen. If you look at and study and learn about all the most successful athletes, entrepreneurs, people who have, you know, done miraculous things in the world, they will all say something similar. And I always study this when I was like watching the Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary, the Michael Jordan documentary, when I learn about CEOs and how they started their businesses. The same through line, thread point that all of these people have is that they had extreme certainty and knew deep down that that was going to happen to them, even if the external world didn't show it. Even if they got fired, even if they got cut from their, you know, their team. I think Michael Jordan literally got cut from his high school, his basketball team in high school. Like, the best athletes in the world, even if they didn't see the external proof yet, they always knew deep down, they had the law of assumption on their side, saying that they knew that this thing was going to happen, so therefore it happened. And so if you want to manifest something, and if you really want something, start using the law of assumption to make your life easier to get it. Because if you knew that something was going to happen to you, this is the whole thing about the one-year experiment. You're not going to spend time stressing and living in doubt and fear and shame and guilt and all these lower vibrations. You're going to start living up here and you're going to say, I don't care what the external world looks like. I know, and I know that this is what's going to happen to me. Therefore, I'm going to use the law of assumption on my side. It's literally a cheat code. It's literally a cheat code to life to use the law of assumption. Start believing it and it will manifest. Number two, this one's super important, you guys. Be careful of the words you are using, of the language you are using. When you are starting to intentionally try to manifest something, a lot of the times you have to start to shift your words and the things you say about yourself or the things you say about certain situations. So for example, if you're trying to manifest more money, and this is something that I'm always trying to be aware of, be careful of how you speak about money. Be careful at what you say is expensive, or I could never afford that, or, oh, that might be for some people, but just not for me. Like, the words that you say will literally have a direct impact on your manifestations. And so here's another example when it comes to love. If you want to manifest a partner and you say, oh, but all men are shit. All men suck. All men do this to me. This is how it is. What do you think is going to happen? You're literally using your words. Your words are so much more powerful than you think they are to tell your subconscious mind that, this isn't safe for me. This isn't right for me. Because your subconscious mind will take at face value whatever your words are saying, whatever your mouth is saying, as the truth. So the best thing that you can do is become so aware of the words you are saying and literally start using your words to empower you. Because our words can literally be spells, like spelling spells. That's the way I see it. So whenever I'm trying to manifest something crazy that feels, you know, out of my touch, out of my realm, I'm being very cautious of what I'm saying about anything in that world, whether it's money, success, love, abundance, joy, whatever it is, I'm going to be super conscious of the words that I'm speaking. Number three, visualization. I can't stress how much I'm obsessed with visualization. This is probably my favorite tool out of all of them when it comes to manifestation. If there's one thing that you're going to do after this episode, try visualization. Because visualization has completely changed my life and it's so much more simple and easy than people make it out to be. And I honestly prefer visualizations over meditations. And they kind of go hand in hand because you will visualize when you're in a meditation, right? When you're closing your eyes and you're breathing and you're in that kind of state. But visualizations take meditations a step further because you're not just like sitting there and trying to relax. You're actually sitting there and using the power of your mind to visualize a desired outcome before the outcome actually happens. So if you are wanting to be in a healthy relationship, take 3 minutes, just 3 minutes every day to sit down with yourself, close your eyes, and imagine what it would look like and feel like to be in a healthy relationship. That's just an example. But I use this for every single thing that I'm manifesting. So if I'm manifesting, you know, more podcast listeners, I'm going to sit there and visualize my podcast, like literally my words spreading to more people. I'm going to visualize my listeners sending my episodes to other people and other people getting fulfillment and like inspiration from the episodes. I'm going to like literally visualize the numbers going up on my analytics side. Like I'm going to start making this movie, this picture in my mind to see exactly what it is that I want, because why the heck not? You have nothing to lose by giving your mind a new movie to play. And the beautiful thing about the subconscious mind is that the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's reality and what's not. So the more that you feed your mind and your subconscious with, you know, visualizations and things that you actually want to see, the sooner your subconscious mind will start to try to find evidence for those things in your reality. So visualizations are super powerful. I give them to my clients all the time. I'll literally tailor them exactly to what my client wants. And I've seen enormous success from this. I literally remember one of my clients, Audrey, we were working together for a few weeks. And there was one week where I was like, you know what, girl, you're ready for the power of visualization. And so I gave her a visualization to manifest more followers and to see her Instagram blowing up and attracting more people into her community. And I am not kidding you guys. That week, she had 200 followers when we started working together. That week, she had a video go viral. Within a week, she had like 2,000 or 3,000 followers. She went from 200 to 2,000 to 3,000 in 1 week. Because of this viral video. And it was only till after she did the visualization with me and then I sent her the recording. She did it every single day. So you don't have to just take my word for it. Take other people's word for it, but it really works. It really does work. Number four, a powerful tool to use for manifestation as well is to script as if, to use something called scripting. So scripting is a tool and a practice that you can use when you journal, which essentially means that you journal as if it's already happened. You journal in the past tense for what it is that you're desiring. So you could journal like, today I, woke up next to my amazing partner in my beautiful home and we did X, Y, and Z and this opportunity came to me. Like you're gonna act like it's like a diary for something that you wanna happen as if it's already happened. And scripting is really powerful because when you act as if, that tells your subconscious that, oh, this is safe. This already happened. So we're going to move towards it. And so you'll see with a lot of these tools, manifestation tools, a lot of it is just really getting your subconscious mind on board and telling your subconscious mind that it is safe to move towards this. Because as humans, when we go towards something new, our subconscious mind freaks out because we're wired for safety. So a lot of these tools are like, hey, it's actually okay. This is a good thing. Let's move toward this. Let me show you that it's safe to do so. Tip number five, we have to talk about the law of attraction. The law of attraction is also a way that I think a lot of people get into manifestation because the law of attraction is essentially what manifestation is as well, right? It's one of the tools and one of the laws into manifestation, which is what you put out is what you'll receive. The law of attraction, right? Like attracts like. If you put out good, you know, positive energy and thoughts and visualizations and desires, you're going to attract that back. But if you are out here putting out negative thoughts, I could never do that. You're saying negative words about yourself. You're just going down these spirals. You're in your negative energy. That's also on the flip side what you can attract. You know, like when they say, you know, when it rains, it pours. Have you ever noticed that when something goes wrong in your life and then you get really down about it and then another thing happens, then another thing happens and you're like, holy shit, when it rains, it pours. Yeah, I personally believe that to be the law of attraction. Because when you get down about one thing and like something bad happens or not something not great happens and another thing happens, it's like that just keeps feeding that cycle versus when you're high and you're on a high and you're, you know, in positive energy and then this good thing happens and oh my God, life is amazing. And then this opportunity comes and I meet this person, like that's law of attraction right there. So utilize the law of attraction in your favor to put out positive thoughts, energy, words, and you will receive that back. Tip number 6, use affirmations to your advantage. This will also work with the law of attraction because if you are saying positive things about yourself, I am this, I am that, all these different I am statements, positive affirmations, that is going to help retrain your subconscious mind and that's what you're going to start receiving back in return. So affirmations work. I am 100 million percent positive about this. You're just going to have to constantly be doing it, rewiring it, writing it down, saying it out loud with conviction as well. Affirmations are so powerful. Tip number 7, worthiness work. So I want this to go in conjunction with affirmations because yes, affirmations are powerful, but if you do not believe deep down that you are worthy of receiving X amount of money or you are worthy of, you know, finding true love, if you deep down don't believe you're worthy of it, then you're going to keep repelling it away from you. And so that's why doing worthiness work in conjunction with affirmations, so you can create new affirmations to counteract old patterns of unworthiness, is super powerful. So I'm just going to leave it at that because I have so much I could talk about when it comes to worthiness stuff, but I also want to get through all the other tips. But let me know if you want a whole episode that goes deeper in this because I could do that as well. Tip number 8, your energy and your frequency is the language of manifestation. Use it wisely. Work on your energy. Work on doing things that put you in a higher vibration. Whether that's going for a walk outside or going to the gym, working out, getting your body feeling good, you know, listening to music, dancing, calling a friend, jumping in the ocean, making your favorite meal, making your coffee in the morning. Like, I don't care what it is. Do things that just lift you up. Simple as that. You know, you need to feel good about yourself. You need to feel good in general. And I don't want you to think that, by the way, like if you're down one day, if you're sad, if you're not feeling your best, does that mean you're going to manifest all the negative things and all your manifestation work is going to go to shit? No, don't get scared when it comes to that because that is part of the human experience. You're supposed to actually feel all the range of emotions. And if you don't feel everything, that could actually be lowering your vibration. But I'm saying on a day-to-day level, do things that just lift you up and make you feel good because the more you feel good about life, about yourself, and you're just happy and you're positive, the better and easier you're going to be an energetic match to the good things that you want to attract. All right, we got 2 more tips for you. Tip number 9, vision boarding. Use vision boards, Pinterest boards to help you manifest. And especially if you are a visual person, use Pinterest like it's your best friend, okay? Even if you don't make a one-time vision board, you know, I think those are powerful and using it as your phone background, it really helps. Make a Pinterest board that is labeled current manifestations. This is what I do, by the way. I'll make a Pinterest board, right, labeled current manifestations, and I'll think about the top 3 to 5 things I'm trying to manifest at the moment. And I'll make that board only things that are pictures and feelings of like those 3 to 5 things that I'm trying to manifest. So when I was trying to manifest my apartment, I used Pinterest. If I'm trying to manifest money, I'll use Pinterest. Trying to manifest even just like having a better clothing style, a new wardrobe, I'll put those pictures. A podcast studio I was trying to manifest for a long time, and now I have a cute little setup in my apartment. So I put pictures of podcasting. You know, anything that you want, make a cute Pinterest board out of it and start looking at it every day. Like when you're eating your breakfast in the morning, this is what I do. I'll eat my breakfast and drink my matcha, and I'll just literally scroll on my Pinterest board. And, you know, it satisfies that feeling of wanting to scroll without having to scroll on, you know, Instagram. And finally, tip number 10. If you're not a specific person when it comes to manifesting, I wanted to include this in here because sometimes people will come to me and be like, you know, Rebecca, I don't really know what it is that I want to manifest. I don't have an exact thing. Or you could be somebody like me who I'm actually not good at putting specific numbers. Like I want X amount of money or X amount of this. Like I'm actually better when I manifest more of the feelings. So I'm better to come from like, I want to feel freedom. I want to feel abundance. I want to feel fulfilled and excited every day when I wake up. Like I'm actually better to focus more generally when I manifest. And if you are like that as well, I want you to focus on manifesting the feelings. Because just as important as it is to manifest things, it's actually more important to manifest the underlying feelings. Because we're all trying to just manifest a feeling at the end of the day. The only reason you want that thing that you're trying to manifest is because you think that it's going to make you feel a certain way. Make you feel a certain way about yourself, about life, you know, happy or whatever. And the key here is that you could just manifest that feeling. You could say, I just want to feel happy. I want to feel at peace. I want to feel loved. And so you can use all of these tools to help you manifest those feelings and those emotions. And I find that that helps take some of the pressure off of manifestation. If you're like, hey, I really don't even know what it is that I want. That's okay. You don't need to know. You just need to know what feelings you're trying to feel. And, you know, if you don't know what feelings you're trying to feel, start with happiness. Start with joy. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please feel free to take a screenshot, share it on your story. Let me know you listened. I know I loved recording this episode. There are so many good, juicy takeaways from this episode. So definitely take some notes, come back to this, and let me know which tip you are going to start manifesting in your life today. Sending love. Mwah.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.